On Capitol Hill, House and Senate Republicans are rushing to finish their overhaul of the tax code, with the goal of holding a final vote next week. As our William Brangham reports, details of the compromise are still emerging, as are some potential roadblocks.
Congressional Republicans raced to keep their promise of sending a final tax overhaul bill to the White House by Christmas. House Speaker Paul Ryan.
This tax cut will mean less of a paycheck going to Washington and more to the hardworking person who earned it.
Yesterday, GOP lawmakers announced they reached a compromise in principle to bridge the House and Senate bills. That clears the way for final votes on legislation that could cut taxes by $1.5 trillion over a decade.
It'll be the largest tax cut in the history of our country.
Today, President Trump again championed the bill, which could be his first major legislative victory.
I think we will get there. It'll be in a very short period of time. It will be the greatest Christmas present that a lot of people have ever received.
Late changes to the bill include a corporate tax rate of 21% starting in 2018. That's a major reduction from the current rate of 35%. And for the richest Americans, a lowered top individual tax rate of 37%. That's down from the current rate of 39.6%. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi lambasted the changes, charging that they tipped the scale even more towards the wealthy.
It's daylight robbery. And every iteration, the GOP tax scam becomes even more cowardly, outrageous, dishonest, brazen theft from middle-class families.
The bill also reduces popular tax breaks, like the ability to deduct state and local taxes. That deduction will be capped at $10,000, which can be split between property, income, or sales tax. In a break from the House proposal, the revised bill will still let taxpayers claim a deduction for medical expenses and expand it for 2 years. Other reported changes? The revised bill will repeal the Obamacare individual mandate, double the estate tax exemption, and scale back the deductibility of mortgage interest allowed on loans up to $750,000. Still, there are some issues looming for Republicans. For one thing, the health of Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona. He's been diagnosed with brain cancer and is currently in the hospital. And there are some holdouts. Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee already voted against the Senate version because of the bill's impact on the federal deficit. And Senator Marco Rubio of Florida is threatening to vote against the bill unless it raises the child tax credit.
We'll see how it plays out. I want to support tax reform. It's important for the country, but I think this needs to be part of it.
The White House has vowed to work with him. Republicans can only afford to lose 2 Senate votes. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm William Brangham.